Okay, today's Perek is Yirmiyahu Perek Mem Dalet, as we continue in the last 10 Prakim of Sefer Yirmiyahu here, and this Perek deal continues the theme of the last Perek, where Yirmiyahu gave them a chance to stay. I promises them that Hashem will protect them, but they decide, no, we're going down to Mitzrayim. You're lying to us. And here Yirmiyahu continues and says to them in Mitzrayim, Hashem is going to wipe everybody out here. You should realize that's because of your actions. You didn't listen. You saw so many nisim and aflos, and you didn't let it affect you. And this is what's going to happen, right? It's all because of your actions. And they again deny it. They say, no, we're okay here, we're good here. And they talk about Avodah Zarah, Bepemale, what they've done, what we've seen over this, all of Sefer Malachim, all the Avodah Zarahs, and they do not have any busha, they're not mispayish at all. And this is the Perek, as they say, you know, we're doing what we're doing, and Yirmiyahu says, you're going to see what's going to happen. Paro is going to be destroyed. Mitzrayim is going to be conquered by Bavel, and you're going to end up all, none of you are going to be going back. So that's what Yirmiyahu says in this parak, and we continue. Hadavar asher hayel Yirmiyahu, el kol ha-Yehudim ha-Yoshim b'Eretz Mitzrayim. Remember, Yirmiyahu now goes down to Mitzrayim. It's the mystery. We'll see soon. What happened to Yirmiyahu? Is there any hint? Ha-Yoshvim b'Migdol u'v'sach panchei su'v'nov u'v'eretz pasros le'mar. All of these places in Mitzrayim. Pei is a very popular letter in Mitzrayim. We know Paro and Potiphera and here with Sachpanches, Nof, Pasros, right? All of them have Peis. Komar Hashem Tzvakos Elokei Yisrael. Hashem says Atem Re'isem Eskal Arashar Eveti Al Yerushalayim. You saw everything I did in Mitzrayim. You saw, in Yerushalayim. The Alkol Ara Yehuda. V'inam Charba Hayom Hazeh. V'emem Yoshev. You see how desolate. You saw the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. You saw, says the Malbim, right here. Kishiyira Adam Ezeh Schachus, Yitrosh Achar Sibasa, when a person sees something new happen, he tries to figure out why it happened. Vimra Shekodem Ischachus, Hazeh Kodem Dover Acher, if he sees that before this Ischachus there was something else that preceded it, Oz Yachkar, Ima Dover Akodem, Aya Siba, O Dover Ama Uchar Shin Ischadish Imlo. He'll try to figure out if the earlier event caused the later event. Aval and Ba'i love a Navi, but if a Navi comes and says this event causes that event, and then they both happen, the Yomar Lo Daki Davar Zeh Hanase Ata Yi Yasiba LeDvar Ploni SheYischadish Achrav. If you do Avodah Zara, then you will have a Chorban. The Chain Ba Davar Kfi Nivuas Hanavi As Lo Yistat BeKlal. There's no Safek SheDavar Akodem HaYasiba LeDavar Muuchar. And that's what Yirmiyahu is saying, says the Malbim. Atem Reisem. You saw everything that I said. You saw everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and yet, Mipnei Ra'asam, and Pasuk Gimel, and what was the original Siba? Because of their wicked ways, Asher Asu Lachiseini, Lalechas Lakater, La'avod Elohim Achirim, worshipping other gods, Asher Lo Yidom, Hema, Atem, Vavosechem, that nobody else knew, Va'ashlach Alechem, Es Kol Avadei Anavim, Yirmiyahu talking, through Hashem talking through Yirmiyahu, and I said to you all the Nevi'im, my servants, Yeshayo, later, Yirmiyahu now, Hashkem b'shaloach lemar, al na ta'asu es devara to'eva azoz es shoson esi, don't do this to'eva. We mentioned, to'eva is used in different ways in the Torah, but by Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah itself is called to'eva. And this is called, now the act of Avodah Zarah is called to'eva, that I hate. V'lo shamu, v'lo hitu asaznam, lo shumi rasam. They didn't do tshuva, levilti kater l'loim achirim. They didn't do tshuva to stop being mekater, stop burning to other gods. The Malbim again says here, they didn't do, each phrase here, they didn't, lashuv mirasam, they didn't do tshuva in the past, and lavilti kater, lalim achir, they didn't accept to stop, forget tshuva, feeling bad for what they did. They didn't accept responsibility, and just stop doing it, and accept not doing it in the future. I mean, even part, what's the message? So the Rina Siyaslach says, maybe it's based on the Mabit. The Mabit, in Beis Elokim, writes, Beis Elokim, you know, is split up into different sha'arim. Shar HaTshuva, Shar HaTfila, Shar HaYesodos, and Shar HaTshuva, Perek Yud Beis, the Mabit, writes, Tshuva is different than all other mitzvahs asay in the world. Mitzvahs asay, usually, you do the mitzvah or you don't do the mitzvah. If you'd almost do the mitzvah, so then you didn't do the mitzvah. You ate matzah. You shook a lulav, right? You either did it or you didn't do it. You wore a whole tzitzis. You can't wear half a tzitzis. No, Mark, ki einam kishar mitzvos, shahus achelik mea mitzvah in lo chelik schar mitzvah, kamosha tomar mitzvah tzitzis, hu bedala kanfos, vyosa tzitzis v'gimel kanfos lovat, einam akayim gimel chalgea mitzvah, v'olam atshuva, gam ki eina shlema, achatia bacharata l'sha'avar, v'ativ asachei lo'asid, even though it's not complete until you do all the different parts of tshuva, But still, if you do some of the mitzvah, it's still something. Im kolze hacharat alavad b'li aziv aschid mo'oksas. If you feel bad, even if you didn't stop, v'chein aziv aschid b'li charat, also stopping to do it without feeling bad about what you did. K'moshek masinu ba'achav shenichnam alafnei Hashem v'mashekara begada v'tzam b'shacha b'sak shenirakim ischarin al masha asa v'lo azav kolchatav im kolze ho'elo. Right, something happens, then he says v'chein masinu ba'anshe ninvei. The people of Nineveh, Sheshavu la'asid she'azvu achet, v'lo nischartu ala avar. They did something. They did something. And that's why the pasuk says, v'yara lakim ki shavu midarkam hara. They azivas achet, even though they didn't have everything. So, suggest the Rinas Yitzchak, maybe that's what Yirmiyahu is referring to. You didn't stop the past, and you didn't, except not doing it in the future. Either one of those would prevent the gzeira from happening. Either one of them would have been something that I would have had rachmanis. But you did neither. Vatita chamasi va'api, therefore my anger will pour out. Vativar ba'a poured out. Vativar ba'a re'yudah v'chuzot Yerushalayim. That's why Yehud and Yerushalayim were destroyed. Vatiyana l'charba l'shmama kayom azeh. And that's why now, today, they are desolate. V'yatah, and you saw all this, says Yirmiyahu. Says Hashem through Yirmiyahu. V'yatah ko amar Hashem Elokei Tzvakos. Elokei Yisrael. Lam hatem osim ra gedola. Why are you doing now such an evil thing al nafsho seichem? Lachris lochem ish v'isha. Now what are you doing? You're going to cut off every man, woman, olo yonek, mitoch Yehuda. Levilti osir lochem she'iris. There's going to be nothing left. Says the Abarbanel. It's the chet al gabi chet that you left Eretz Yisrael. I told you all the terrible things, but I said, stay here, don't leave, and you left. The Malbim says, earlier, it's the same chait, still Avodah Zarah, but the same chait. Earlier, though, I took my wrath out on Eitzim V'Avanim, because there was a Beis HaMikdash, so I took it out on them, but now what's left? There is no more Beis HaMikdash, so I can't take it out anymore, my anger, on Eitzim V'Avanim. So what's left? Only you. Only you, to be machriv, the people. Atalo tichla achama, hachema al ha'arim, va'binyanim, kamo ad'ata rakal ha'nefashos. La'achris lachem ish v'isha levilti osim lachem she'eris. Lu'umash atchila notar al kapanim she'eris. V'ubamash atem osim. That's what you are doing. That's what you are doing now. So the Barbanel, they left Eretz Yisrael. The Malbim, they're continuing to do everything that they have done. L'hachiseni b'masi yadeichem, l'kater l'Elohim achirim b'eretz Mitzrayim. Right, they just picked up where they left off. They went to Mitzrayim, and they picked up with the Avodah Zarah. Asher atem bal nagurshem, as we spoke about in the last parak, it's somewhat unfathomable that they could witness a Churban Beis HaMikdash and think that, you know, it's just do Avodah Zarah more. Hashachachtem esros avosechem, esros malchi Yehuda, ask your Miyo, did you forget all the evil that your fathers did and the kings? Vesros Nashav and the wives of the kings, many of them were evil. Vesros Sechem, Vesros Nashechem, Asher Asav Eretz Yehuda. Lo Duku Ad Hayom Hazeh, they were not Duku. What does Duku mean? The Mitzvot Sion says, Inyan Ketita, push down. V'hu Mushal Al Hahachna'a. It's similar to humbled, Hachna'a. K'mo Lev Nishbar V'nidke. Lo duku, they haven't been subdued. What's the root of it, Yirmiyahu is saying here? The root of it is a lack of anava. They think they're in charge. Gaiva is such the issue. Velo yaru, velo hochu b'torasi, they don't go in my Torah, ubichu kosai asher nasati lefnecha v'vei avoseicha. They didn't follow the Torah, and they didn't learn Torah. Let's speak about each half. Lo duku. So we know anava and gaiva, those are the crucial midos. Remember the Rambam says, those are the only ones that there are exceptions to the rule. Anava and Gaiva and Ka'as. The Rambam says, even though it's supposed to go in the middle path, the Shvil HaZahav, the Rambam says, Yesh Deos, in Hilchas Deos, Yesh Deos, She'asol ol Adam l'nohob b'hem b'beinonis. There are some Deos that you cannot do in the Beinoni. Ela Yisrachik ad Kitzeh Ha'acher. You have to go to the extreme. V'hugova Halev, and that is arrogance. She'ein haderech hatova. She'yela adam anav bilvad. Not just to be humble in the benoni sense of the word. Elo she'e shval ruach v'tiyarucho nemucha limod. Very much. Lefichach nomar b'moshe Rabbeinu anav ma'od. V'lo nomar anav bilvad. He wasn't just an anav, says the Rambam. He was an anav ma'od. Because that's what you have to do. Lefichach sibu chachamim ma'od ma'od havi shval ruach. There's a lot of ma'od when it comes to anava. V'od amru, shkala ma'bi alibo kafar be'ikr. if somebody raises their heart, shenema v'ramlo v'avecha v'chshachachlo z'shem alakecha v'yod amru b'shamta d'izbegasa z'aruach afilu miksasa. So the Rambam says gaiva is the root, and that's why if we look in the Archa Sadikim, the anonymous Musar work from a couple hundred years ago, he talks about all the midos there. The first one he talks about, what's the first shar after the Hakdama? First shar, shar aleph is gaiva. Shar beis is anava. He talks about these opposite midos. Says the Archa Sadikim, v'lo ra'inu kazos l'ra'a b'chol amidos. Right? There's nothing worse. Lachain sarech adam, because this is the source for everything. I could do whatever I want, then I could do all other averes. Lachain sarech adam lehis chakeim lahanhiga elamina garoi. You have to try to figure out how to control it. You have to have gaiva, proper gaiva. That means being proud. Let's say you have the learning that one is done, and the chesed, and the mitzvos, but push it off mostly. Hagaiva hi amat be'asher pasla melech gadol baruchu. Hashem pasled this. V'his hiranu aleha b'saraso, and he warned us. He shamar lecha pentishchach as Hashem asher tzuricha me'eretz Mitzrayim. V'ram levavecha. And by the king, he quotes, what the Ramban says is the Isra of Gaiva in the Torah. Levilti rum levavo me'achav. In Mesira Torah, afilu b'melech, kol shekein behed yotos. So he talks about how we have to be so careful. Gaiva mevi l'dei redifas hamavon. Ma'amamon. And he quotes, gaiva mevi l'dei taiva. Gaiva goremesh shelo yei savlon lisbol ala brios. The whole that he talks about that was the roots. That's what Yirmiyahu is saying here. That is the root. And because they weren't nidku, they weren't duku, didn't lower themselves? So then even a Churban Beis HaMikdash doesn't make a difference to them. And he continues, v'lo yaru v'lo holchu b'sorasi, and they did not follow in my Torah, u'b'chu kosai, and in my ways, asher nasati lefnecha. They didn't follow the Torah. Specifically, not just chukosai, which are the mitzvos, but Torah sai, lachora here, is a reference to Talmud Torah. Maybe this is a reference also to what the Gemara Nedarim talks about. Remember the Gemara Nedarim on Daf Pe'ala, famous Gemara, where the Gemara quotes a pasuk also we had earlier in Yirmiyahu. Alasvamas Torah si, back in Perek Tes, where the Gemara Darshan Shelo Berchu Batorah Tchila, that they didn't say Birchas HaTorah before they learned. And Rabbeinu Yonah there, the Ron quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, that they learned Torah, but Torah wasn't chashiv enough in their eyes to make a bracha on. Maybe they thought it was a nice intellectual pursuit, but they didn't think of it as a way of life. They didn't think it was life. Torah Schayim, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. And probably in its kiyuma also. And that's what Yirmiyahu is saying here. Lo halchu, they didn't follow the Torah. They had gaiva. They didn't follow the Torah. They didn't follow the mitzvot. So they did whatever they wanted. Right, we've discussed that Gemara in the past about what the message is of Shlo Bercha Batara Tchila, the beautiful Beis HaLevi in Parshas Mishpatim, where the Beis HaLevi discusses that there are two types of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah lo monamnas lasos, to know what to do, and Talmud Torah, Lilmod L'shma, just learning for the sake of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lilmod L'shma, and says the Beis HaLevi, what's the secret of Shlo Bercha Batorah Tchila? They rejected Limud HaTorah type 2, they only did type 1, Lilmod Avanas La'asos, and therefore, the learning isn't a value in itself, it's just to know what to do. And that was a problem. That's why they didn't make a bracha, because the Gemara says in Menachos, you only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. You make a bracha on affixing the mezuzah, on wearing the tzitzis, on sitting in the sukkah. You don't make a bracha at an earlier stage. So that's why Shlo Bercha Batorah Tchila, because they didn't believe in the conceptual connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu just by learning Torah, that this is coming in contact with Shmos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Ramban writes in the Hakdama. And that was the problem. And that once you don't have that, once we don't believe the Torah is divinely authored and binding upon me, then everything else falls away. And that's what Yirmiyahu is saying. Lachain, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Komar Hashem Tzvakos Elokei Yisrael, Hashem says, and he's some panai bachem l'ra. Now I'm going to focus on you l'ra. V'la hachris has called Yehuda. Forget it. You're going to be wiped out. Hashem promises. V'la kachti asheris Yehuda asher samu p'neyan. I will take the remnant that put their face lavo eretz b'shrayim lagur sham. V'tamu kol be'eretz b'shrayim yipolu b'cher b'rov. Terrible in the sword and hunger. Mikatan v'agado b'cher uvarav yamusu uvahayu la'alo l'shama l'klalo l'cherpa. You didn't listen. You didn't listen, and that's it. V'lo yehei, yudalid, palit v'sarid l'sheres Yehuda, there won't be any left. V'lashuv v'eretz Yehuda, shreima menasim esnafshem. Again, they lift up their souls. L'ashuv l'shevesham, ki l'yeshuvu ki'im pleitim. A few will be saved. A few. Who are the pleitim? So here, Rashi. Yirmiyahu baruch chazru l'sham, shehiglam nebuchadnezzar, k'shenin eretz b'sraim b'yado b'esrim v'sheva l'malko. Says Rashi, Yirmiyahu and Baruch, they would be saved and they would come back when Nebuchadnezzar exiled them. What's the simple understanding of Rashi? That Yirmiyo, at the end of this time in Mitzrayim, he came back to Eretz Yisrael. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. If you look in Tosfos and Baba Basra, Tosfos does not quote Rashi. Tosfos quotes that Yirmiyo did leave Mitzrayim, but he went to Bavel. He never came back to Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos there says, Yirmiyo nami b'chutz la'aretz shahaya shahayalach l'Mitzrayim v'nisna b'sham kam nevuos v'lo matzinu shachazar yotel Eretz Yisrael. We don't see that he came there, went back to Eretz Yisrael. He went back to Bavel. Nebuchadnezzar exiled him and brought him back to Bavel. The Nodim Yehuda and Etshuvin, Arachayim, Chelik Beis, Simin, Kuvav, is bothered why Tosfos doesn't even quote Rashi. If he's arguing on him, he should quote Pirush Pakuntras. It's a Beferish Rashi and Yirmiyo. So he tries to put together Rashi and Tosfos. He tries to read Rashi in light of Tosfos. Rashi doesn't say Beferish here that they went back to Eretz Yisrael, but just that he was saved. He was saved, and maybe they went back to Bavel. Maybe Nebuchadnezzar brought him back to Bavel. Okay, it's a little difficult, because later on, in Pasuk Chaf Ches, it talks about a number of the Sheiris HaPleita that went back to Eretz Yisrael. And it's referring to the same Pleitim, L'chor, that's Yirmiyo, according to Rashi. Okay, but what happens? So Yirmiyo says this whole speech. Vayan was Yirmiyo, but all the people answer, and amazing, they answer and they reject. Kol ha'anashim ha'yodim, ki makadros v'shem le'luhim achirim, all the men that know that their women are idol worshippers. V'chol ha'anashim ha'omdos kol gadol, v'chol ha'mayoshvim, everybody, b'pasros and pasros, ha'davar she'dibarati lena b'shem Hashem, einenu shomim eilecha, we're not listening to you. Last time they said you're a liar. Here they just say, we're not listening. Kiyasona says, kol ha'davar she'yatsa mipinu, we will do everything that we have said that we will do. They kind of play on words. They're saying, well, we promise we're going to do Avodah Zarah. So, you know, it says in the Torah, you have to keep your promise. Right? They use the same words. We're going to keep doing it. The Sarein of Ariyuda, what we used to do. And they'll give us. We know that if we give these idols presents, they'll be good to us. And since the time, you know what? We haven't done enough. That's why the Churban happened. And the Malbim says, you're unbelievable. You know what they say? In the time of Achaz, in the time of the terrible kings earlier, we did more Avodah Zarah, and guess what? There was no Churban. In the time of Tzidkiyahu, all of a sudden, Avodah Zarah was on the decline, and there was less, and look what happened, a Churban happened. So you see, it's the opposite, Yirmiyo. It's the opposite. You can take facts and twist them, revisionist history. Right? That's what they did here. They did. We're going to keep doing it, and we're going to do it even more. We're going to do it even more. The Sefer Yikarim quotes this pasuk as, you know, people could always try to think what they want to think. But that's why the Sefer Yikarim says in Maamar Gimel, Perek Yud Ches, that's why Hashem appeared to Am Yisrael himself in the first two Dibros. It wasn't anybody else. It was Dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu Befodo Va'atzmo, and that passes down from generation to generation. And that was supposed to solve the problems, right? We have this koach of Amalek, the koach of lack of birur in all of these generations. But that's what they're saying. Vayomer Yirmiyo HaKalan, Yirmiyo says again. He keeps saying it. Imagine he can't believe it. Yirmiyo predicted the Churban, there was the Churban, and the people are still not listening. What depression. How difficult, what he must have thought. Hello. If Moshe Rabbeinu, right, if you parallel, remember we discussed in the beginning of the Sefer, the parallels of Moshe and Yirmiyo. By Moshe, people didn't listen to him, and by Yirmiyo. Halo asakidra shakitartem bar Yehuda, atem avoseichem, your ktoris that you gave. That was, Hashem says, that's why he destroyed the Mikdash. V'lo yuchal Hashem od laseis v'pnei Roma leim, he can't handle all of your evil. And therefore, it's all desolate. There's nobody left. There's nobody left. How can you even suggest that? He says again, Yirmiyo says, men, women, don't think there's anybody in the house that's innocent. You're all in this together. You're all trying to back up and have excuses, right? That's what the Asahara tries to give us excuses and defenses and rewrite and say, you're the one that's wrong. And blaming others. Also, Nases Nidareinu Asher Nadarnu. Again, using, twisting the Torah. We made a neder. We have to keep the neder. L'kater l'mlechatz ha'shamayim l'asech l'nesachim. Hakim takim nesnidreichem. V'aso tasen nesnidreichem. Yirmiyo says, you know what? Keep your neder. Keep do everything. L'chein shimu dvar Hashem kol Yehuda. Keep your neder and listen. Because we're going to swear, b'shem ha'gadol, that this is going to be the end. Shmi, and he says, There's not going to be anybody saying Shem Hashem anymore in this country, because you're all going to be destroyed. Hinani shoket aleihem l'ra'a v'lo l'tova. V'tamu kol ish Yehuda shem eretz Mitzrayim. All ish Yehuda that were in Mitzrayim will be destroyed. Uflite cherev yeshuvun min eretz Mitzrayim. Those that escaped the sword. The adu kol shevus Yehuda, a few. So l'chora, these are the same few that were referred to before. But a few will make it back. And you'll see. Mi dvar mi yakum mimeni umehem. Hashem says, we'll see whose word holds up. My word or your word? Vizos lachem ha'os, and this will be the sign that you'll know what I'm saying is true. Ki fogan ani aleichem amar Hashem. How will you know? Ki kum yakum yakumu dvarai aleichem l'ra. Hini nosev es paro chafra. Paro chafra. Right, that Musa Dostavit said paro was the position. We know president. Paro was always called paro, and his specific name was paro chafra. Paro chafra was the king of Mitzrayim at the time. Belvel's going to defeat him. B'yad oivavum b'yad makshi nafsho. Just like I gave Sidkio into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, so too I will give Paro Chafra, and you'll know that your time is up. And the Meshech Chachma quotes Pesukim from this parak, again discussing in beginning of Shoftim, where he discusses, people think, right, in this parak, these women, these people who are over the Avodah Zarah, they really think that the Avodah Zarah, they're giving something to the Avodah Zarah. And the more they put in, the more they get out. The more, they didn't show enough. They didn't show enough honor. If you could show more honor, then you get more. Says the Meshech Chachma, karbanos, all karbanos, nothing to do with the receiver. It's all about the giver. That's why he quotes the Gemara at the end of Menachos Kufyud, right? Throughout the parsha of the Karbanos, it doesn't say Kael, it doesn't say Elokim, it just says Yudke Vavke. Independent God. Because Hashem doesn't get anything out of Karbanos. It's all Mitzideinu. So this whole outlook of, if I do more, I'll get more, that is all false, that is all terrible, and that's why it led to such tragedy, and there's only a few Jews that were going to make it back to Yehuda. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll get back to Hashem next to the next parak, Memhei, next time.